In Texas, the earth is parched. Rivers have dried up and pasture land has turned brown from the heat. It's been this way since January 2011. The southwestern United States is the fourth largest producer of rice in the United States. Texas Agricultural Extension agent Peter McGill says the drought could cut production by half.
Our total ag income, farm gate value of our commodities here, usually we're right around $290 million. And a large percentage of that comes from rice production. You're talking about a big chunk of money that's not going to be circulating within the economy.
James Bradbury is a climate scientist with the World Resources Institute, a global environmental think tank. He explains that La Niña, a natural weather pattern that periodically cools the Pacific Ocean, helped to trigger the drought by bringing warmer, drier weather to the U.S. South.
Well, time will tell the extent to which rising temperatures and global climate change contributed to this specific event and the severity of it. I think a good likelihood that the temperatures that we're seeing and the heat wave that we're seeing, which is all consistent with a warmer world, that's exacerbating these drought conditions.
Peter Stott agrees that La Niña is only part of the story. Stott leads the climate monitoring team for the Met Office Hadley Center, a climate research institution in southwest Britain. He's co-author of the new American Meteorological Society study that links climate change with the Texas drought and other extreme weather events.
We did find clear evidence for human influence on the Texas heat wave, and also in the very unusual temperatures we had in the United Kingdom in 2011.
The study finds that the 2011 Texas drought was 20 times more likely to occur than in the 1960s as a result of human-induced climate-changing emissions in the atmosphere. The heat wave last November in England was 62 times more likely to have occurred than 50 years ago, according to the report. Stott says that while not all extreme weather events can be linked to climate change, he and his colleagues found evidence that they are more probable in a warmer world.
And what we must always remember is that it's really both the combination of natural variations of climate that are important here, and we saw that with the La Niña with Texas. But over and above that, there's this additional climate effect that can and has indeed in the last year led to a greater vulnerability to extreme weather.
Drought continues to parch other parts of the U.S., sparking wildfires and damaging crops in one-third of the nation's counties. U.S. scientists predict that these conditions could get even worse in the coming months, which doesn't bode well for Iowa farmer Tom Saputil's corn crop, which hasn't had a significant rain since June.
This here is strictly dryness here. These stalks will cannibalize themselves to pull moisture out of it in order to feed that ear. And these will get brittle and very susceptible to high wind damage later on in the season.
Stott says the new findings are a wake-up call that the adverse impact of a warming climate can be reduced by acting now to cut carbon dioxide emissions from cars, factories, and buildings.
So hopefully people can understand the implications of future climate change and relate that to what's happening at the moment.
Stott says the study is the first of what he hopes will be annual reports examining the connection between global warming and specific extreme weather events. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.